Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Maddock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Kraft. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bucky Walters. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck takes first base on ball four. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heck moves to second. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Frey catches it and throws to second with Joost covering, to double up Heck. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with French covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a line drive towards third. Werber catches it and throws to first to double up Nicholson. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Arnovich reaches second base with a double. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey misplays the ball. That's an error on Frey. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a line drive off the glove of Joost, and into shallow left field. Hack reaches second base with a double. French moves to third. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Frey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Reds. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gleason. Lombardi reaches second base with a double. Goodman scores. It's 4-0, Reds. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 1 in the game. Kraft hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lombardi for a passed ball. Gleason moves to second. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Walters covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Arnovich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gleason, who is chasing the ball. Arnovich reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up towards short. Maddox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a pop-up towards short. Maddox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Maddox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 1 in the game. Todd hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Maddock moves to second. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lombardi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maddock moves to third. Hack moves to second. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gleason hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's Cubs, 4, Reds, 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 2 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to third. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Frey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Goodman strikes out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. McCormick hits a pop-up towards short. Maddox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 2 in the game. Todd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maddox bunts towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Frey covering, for the out. Todd moves to second. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 2 in the game. French hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Hack is walked intentionally. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 2 in the game. Kraft hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lombardi moves to second. Lee Gamble pinch runs for Ernie Lombardi. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Arnovich bunts in front of the plate. Todd fields it and throws to first for the out. Gamble moves to third. Kraft moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost is walked intentionally. Vance Page now pitching. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 2 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Willard Hershberger now catching. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gleason takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro is called out on strikes. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Werber reaches second base with a double. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Frey bunts towards the mound. Page fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Werber moves to third. Vern Olsen now pitching. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Goodman strikes out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Frey. The throw from Todd and he is safe. Frey steals second. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 3 in the game. McCormick is walked intentionally. Willard Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werber scores. Frey scores. McCormick moves to second. It's 6-4, Reds. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kraft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCormick scores. Hershberger moves to second. It's 7-4, Reds. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Arnovich hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Rogel pinch hits for Bobby Maddock. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Frey fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen pinch hits for Vern Olson. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kraft. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Rogel moves to third. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Herman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Rogel now playing shortstop. Bill Lee now pitching. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 3 in the game. Walters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Frey hits a line drive into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Gleason hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Walters scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gleason for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.